this is a recap of the Pesachei Choshen Chabura given on December 25th, because the original audio didn't take, so this is just meant to be for those who are trying to catch up within the series. We were looking at Pesachei Choshen Perek Beis, and specifically Seif Beis, the issue of the obligation to repay a debt. So the Pesachei Choshen writes, Hanishba lefroa chov, yesh omrim shashvua chala. If someone swears that he is going to pay a debt, some say that the oath is indeed binding. Aval hanishba shalo lefroa, but if someone swears that he is not going to pay a debt, ein hashvua chala. Such a shvua, such an oath, would not be binding. Bedino kenishba levad les hamitzvah. And one status would be like the status of somebody who swears that he's not going to fulfill a particular mitzvah. This is, of course, remarkable, because if you're going to tell me that an oath taken to fulfill a debt, that an oath that a person takes to fulfill a debt is binding, that implies that there is no mitzvah to repay, or that despite the mitzvah to repay, the oath is nonetheless binding. But then you're telling me that if a person swears that he's not going to repay, then the oath is not binding. So there's an inconsistency here. In other words, let me say this a little more clearly. Either there is a mitzvah of repaying, in which case an oath to repay should not be binding, and an oath not to repay should not be binding, or there's no mitzvah, in which case oaths in either direction should be binding. And this is built on a Gemara in Shavuos, which I brought in source Aleph on the source sheet, where the Braisa informs us, you can take a look there, as a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, that a Shavua taken, levatel es ha-mitzvah, an oath taken to cancel a mitzvah, or an oath that is taken lekayim es ha-mitzvah, an oath to fulfill a mitzvah, is not binding. So it appears, the conclusion in the Gemara there, is that it seems to be that an oath taken to fulfill or cancel a mitzvah is indeed not binding. So if that's true, then either there is a mitzvah of repaying a debt, in which case an oath taken to repay is not valid, an oath taken not to repay is not valid, or there is no mitzvah, in which case oaths on both sides are valid. But here you're telling me that Yeshom Rav Shashvua Chala, some say that an oath to pay a debt is in fact binding, whereas an oath not to pay is not binding. So that's what we're going to spend a lot of our time on. But just to finish the Seif, he says, even within the view that says that if you swear to pay, the oath is binding, nonetheless, if a person gets out of having to pay the debt, let's say Shemitah comes, or the lender forgives it, then the oath disappears. In other words, our assumption is that an oath taken to repay a debt is only binding so long as there is an obligation to repay. However, if the obligation to repay disappears, then the oath disappears. Okay, but going back to this first point, how do we understand the possible validity of an oath to uphold a debt if there is no validity to an oath to cancel a debt? So we take a look in the Pesachei Choshen at Sivka and Beis, where he quotes the Beis Yosef. Kasa Beis Yosef, Sof Simen Tzadi Zayim, Hashem Chazei HaTenufa. The Beis Yosef quotes the work Chazei HaTenufa, who says, Had misadrin lebal chov davka kishelo nishba. The practice of sidur for a debtor. Let me explain what that is. The rule is that if somebody defaults on payment, Beis Din is able to go into his property and take from his property for payment of the debt. However, they will be misader for him. Literally, they will put things in order for him. And what that means is that they will hold aside certain property and say, that property should not be used for collection of the debt. That's what this person needs for himself. These are the needs of his life, perhaps his livelihood. There's a separate discussion as to what we are misader, the Pesachei Choshen. We'll get to that eventually. But the point is that the Chazei HaTenufa says that this practice of being misader, of saying I'm going to put aside certain things that we won't collect from him, that only applies dafka kishelo nishba if a person did not swear. It's for regular debt repayment. Avalam nishba lefroa, but if a person swore that he was going to pay, Ein misadrumo, then we're not going to do sidur for him. This is a very important difference between someone who doesn't swear and someone who does. If you're going to tell me I'm always obligated to repay, what have I added by swearing? The answer is I've removed the possibility of sidur, of them making this arrangement for me. And in that case, he will be responsible to sell off everything he owns to pay back the debt, rather than violate his shavua behaviyo b'shulchan aruch seif lam. It is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. So from the words of the Chazei HaTenufa, that there is no sidur done for him, the implication is shashvua chala, that the oath is, of course, binding. How am I supposed to understand that the oath is binding based on the Gemara in Source Aleph that says that an oath to fulfill a mitzvah is not binding? V'hamabit kasav dekeben dekeim alon priyas balchov mitzvah. The Mabit says that since we say that paying a debt is a mitzvah, hareza knishpa lekeim a mitzvah ve'ein hashvu achala. He says, no, the oath is not binding. You're swearing to fulfill a mitzvah, and that's not a binding oath. V'biyo ha-Knesset HaGedola. The Knesset HaGedola quoted this. V'kasav shebeno ha-Ma'arid hiksha al dvarav midivrei Chazei HaTenufa. And indeed, he says the Maharid challenges the Mabit based on this, based on the Chazei HaTenufa, who says that the oath is binding, that we won't do sidur for him. V'tirei HaKnesset HaGedola. So the Knesset HaGedola offered a solution. Shamabit svirulei kedas harush b'tshuva. He says the Mabit, who says the oath is not binding, takes the view that the rush takes as well in a responsa. Shakasav shanishba shlo limkor nechasav kidei lifroa habi kinishba levatel mitzvah. The position of the rush is that someone who swears that he's not going to sell off his assets in order to be able to pay a debt is like he is swearing to cancel a mitzvah, shemushba ba'omed limkor es shalov lifrach avosav, because he has a standing obligation to pay his debts, including by selling off his property. Hare desvira leila harush shanishba shalov lifrach habi knishba levatel mitzvah. So we see that the rush believes that it's like swearing to cancel a mitzvah, so therefore the mabit with his challenge has the rush to depend on, who says indeed there's a mitzvah of repayment and that oaths cannot be binding. And just like it won't be binding in the negative to cancel payment, the same thing will be true. If someone swears that he will pay the debt, he'll be like somebody who swears to fulfill a mitzvah. So now what I have is, on the one hand, the Chazei HaTenufa saying that swearing to fulfill the debt is binding. And on the other hand, the Mabit, as well as the Rush, who disagree. So how do I understand the Chazei HaTenufa? So we're going to offer three answers, which are four, sort of, to explain this. The first answer, still in the Pesach Choshen, because of Od Liyashev Divrei Chazei HaTenufa, the Maharid continued, actually the Knesset HaGedola continued, to explain the position of the Chazei HaTenufa, to say, the Efshar Da'iri Ben Nishba Lifroa Lizman Ploni, Shashavua Chala Al Hazman. One answer we could offer is that this is talking about somebody who swears that he is going to pay by date X. So the oath is binding regarding the date, because this isn't a date that was obligatory for him from the start. And therefore, once the oath is binding on the date, it's binding in general. He has added an element, he has broadened the scope. And that will be how this works, that he is liable for, he's obligated to fulfill the oath because of the element that he added, this element regarding the date. That's one possible explanation. Okay. There's also a piece in the Ketzos HaChoshen, which I brought you here in Source Base on the sheet, and you can take a look at it there, but he has this same idea. That's one possible explanation. I'm jumping now to the bottom of the page where he says v'chol zeh in the Pesach Choshen. V'chol zeh al pi divrei Knesset HaGedola. Shesover she'ein lechalek bein nishba lifroa levei nishba shelo lifroa. That's within the view of the Knesset HaGedola, that I will not distinguish between one who swears to fulfill or who swears not to fulfill. That's positive or negative. Aval haketzos haChoshen gufei sviru leshiyesh lechalek. But the Ketzos haChoshen says, no, we could actually distinguish. Shebenishba shalo lifroa ein hashavua chala kedin nishba levatel mitzvah. I could argue that if a person swears that he is not going to fulfill the mitzvah, that he's not going to pay the debt, his oath is not binding, because he has sworn to cancel a mitzvah. But if he swears that he is going to fulfill, that he is going to pay, he is swearing to fulfill a mitzvah. And the rule is that if you swear to fulfill a mitzvah, the oath is binding in the sense that there is an added prohibition against violating the mitzvah. What the Gemara meant when the Gemara said in Source Aleph that if a person swears to fulfill a mitzvah, the oath is not binding, that was as far as liability for a karban. However, there is still liability for failure to fulfill his mitzvah and his shavua. That's a second possibility. Unlike the view of the Ma'abit, we're at the end of the second line in the Pesach Choshen on page Yudabes. Sha'av benishba lekayim mitzvah, ein hashavua chala klal. The view of the Ma'abit is that even if a person swears to fulfill a mitzvah, the oath is not binding at all. That's where the Ma'abit will part ways with the Chazei HaTnufa. Ukein ze kasav bitumim. And similarly, distinguishing between an oath to fulfill and an oath to cancel a mitzvah, similarly the Tumim wrote, Shebenishba lekayim mitzvah over mishum shavuos shav, that if a person swears to fulfill a mitzvah, then he is in violation of swearing in vain. And regarding the statement of the Chazei HaTenufa that the oath is binding, kasav, he wrote, Demigo de chola hashvua al dvar mahamisadrim, this is actually, I shouldn't call it 2B. This is really a third answer in its own right. This is a new idea, the Tumim's idea. The Tumim says that possibly we could argue that the person who swears that he is going to fulfill the mitzvah of repaying his debt still has the oath as a binding oath. The reason is because there is an effect on the laws of Sidur, of arrangement. We said before that in the event that a person does not swear, he simply fails to pay his debt, then we go into his property and we take some, but there are other items we leave for him. We won't do that in the event that the person swears to fulfill his obligation to pay the debt. So therefore we see that an oath that a person takes that he's going to fulfill the debt has an impact, in the same way that we said in our first answer that the oath is binding because he added a date element. He said, I'm going to pay by such and such a time. So to here, our third answer is the oath is binding if he swears that he's going to pay back, if he swears because the oath is binding because he adds a component, not the date component this time, but he added the fact that he won't be eligible for a sidur for the Beis Din to make an arrangement on his behalf. So far we really have three answers. The first answer that we suggested was that the oath that is binding, that the Knesset HaGedolah said, that the Chazei HaTenufa, I should say, said is binding, the oath to pay a debt, is binding where he specified a date by which he will pay. Because the date part is valid, therefore the whole thing is valid. The second explanation is that when the Gemara says that if you swear to fulfill a mitzvah, it's not binding, that is only in terms of isur. That is not, that is only in terms of karban. There's no liability for a karban if he fails to fulfill his oath. However, the isur is still applicable. That was our second answer. And then our third answer is that the oath to fulfill the mitzvah of repaying a debt is binding, because it will have an effect on Sidur. He is forfeiting his right for them to make arrangements within his property for him to keep some of his property and not use it for repayment. That's the third of our four answers. And then we get a fourth answer, and I'm jumping because this is just a recap. So if you look at the eighth line now on page Yud Beis, Ube Imre Bina, large word Ube Imre. Uve Imre Bina Kasav, he quotes the Imre Bina who says, L'das hataz b'simen ayin gimel si'iv vav, shebenishba lifroa mischayev af below tevia. The position of the taz is that if a person swears that he is going to pay, then he is obligated to pay even if the creditor does not make a claim from him. What in the world are we talking about? So this is something that we actually are going to spend, God willing, the next chabura on, the question of whether I am liable to pay if my creditor, my lender, does not make a claim upon me. So the Taz's view is that if a person swears that he's going to pay, then he is liable to pay even if no one makes a claim. Otherwise, he would not be liable to pay. Maybe the person forgave the debt. Why the person didn't make a claim, we'll have to see. But there is a new responsibility generated by my Shavua, and that is my responsibility to pay even without a claim being made. So if so, once again, we've added to the scope of the obligation to repay the debt. We talked about adding to the scope by adding a date. We talked about adding to the scope by forfeiting the right to sidur. Now we're talking about adding to the scope by... Now we're talking about adding to the scope by making yourself liable even without a claim made by the creditor. As the Pesach Hoshin continues, V'imkein b'chol shavua l'froa yeshba mishum kolel kishalo tva'o. Therefore, anytime you take an oath that you are going to repay, there is an issue of having added to the scope this term kolel, which we discussed at greater length in the Chabura. You have added to the scope such that you are now going to need to pay if he doesn't make a demand on you, and therefore your oath is binding. That's the idea. There is much more to say about this. We did say some more about this in the Chabura, but that's in a nutshell what we discussed, and it should set things up for the next Chabura.